أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق، ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. Towards the end of this ruku and this ayat, as we explained yesterday, Allah explains the reasons why the Bani Israel went to the level where they were, where Allah Ta'ala had put a seal of humiliation and disgrace on them, and also all the time that they will see that they are in need. They will never have satisfaction, no matter how rich they become, but they will be still poor, that they want more and more. And they will always have this fear that what we have got will be taken away from us. Therefore, all the various types of insurance policies, etc., that they make, that a person is afraid that this will happen to me, then what will I do? That will happen. So that fear, Allah has engraved it on their heart. And they live in that, and unfortunately they went further, that they even made the people of the world. And how many of us are also involved in that? That we also have this fear. If I don't have this policy, I don't have that policy, what will happen to me? What will happen to my family? So this is that fear. That is also a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, that a person lives in that fear all the time. Then the important lesson that we learn from here, Allah says, how did all that come upon them? Then, as we explained yesterday in the ayat, that Allah says, because they disbelieved in the signs of Allah, the ayats of Allah, and they went then further and they killed the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, and without any reason whatsoever. And that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, who came as their great wishes of their well-being, calling them towards their eternal success in the akhirat, success in this dunya, but then they went to the extent of killing them. Now further Allah explains the end of the ayat, ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا. Ye isliye ke nafarman the. And this was because they were disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ, or had par na rehte the. And they should not stay within their limits, they went beyond their limits. So from these ayat, a very important principle the Quran Sharif makes known to us, that one thing leads to another. We say that also in our daily talks, that one thing leads to another. And all this starts with what we call small, small gunas. And we feel that it doesn't matter. And also many of us have this attitude, you mustn't be too pious. You mustn't become one-sided. You must do both things. You make your namaz also, watch TV also, mix with women also, don't have parda, etc. All these things. One is a person does it out of his weakness and accepts his weakness, and he is in a remorseful state. He makes tawbah istighfar. And one is a person feels that that is the way of life, and he justifies it, that you mustn't be one-sided, you mustn't become too pious. These things, one thing then leads to another, and to another. And finally, as Allah has shown us here, the Bani Israel went to the extent that they even killed the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, and opened disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. All this starts with what we call the small things. And the worst of this is when a person now even forgets he's doing wrong. And he's proud he's doing wrong, and he's enjoying doing the wrong. Like for example, people who are involved in bid'ah, the whole night they will be in qawwali. They don't make isha namaz, whole night is qawwali. They finish it off just before fajr namaz. and no fajr also, but yet they are convinced we did a great ibadat the whole night. There was music the whole night, there were drums that were beating, and all mixed gatherings also, everything wrong they did, but they are convinced we did a great ibadat. No fajr in that night, no isha that night, but they are convinced we did a good thing. Just like that, in many other things today, we fall, birthday parties we have, for example. And today, very sadly, this reaches to a stage that even our religious things, which are like the bid'atis, all the bid'at they do it in the name of deen, and they feel that they are doing a great ibadah. They make their milad, and they believe that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present in that gathering of theirs. All the worst gunas they commit, but they are convinced we are doing great ibadah. Like that, we also have to be careful that all our things also, all our functions also, like Quran khatam, Quran Sharif is connected with Quran, with the masajid, with the madaris, but a trend is setting in that we go and have it now at resorts. And we are completing Quran Sharif where there are animals, whereas we had to do it in the masjid where there are farishtas all the time. So we get misled and all these things, and the worst thing is a person justifies himself and he thinks I'm doing right. And if anyone has to tell them that this person is being too particular about small things, and what's wrong with this? What, where is it prohibited in the Quran to do this? A person's whole mindset changes then, and we go in the complete wrong direction. And it's just like a person who is traveling somewhere and finally he realizes, oh, I'm in a wrong place, or perhaps even in a dangerous place. Now all he has to do is return again. See, where did he make his wrong turns? Where did he take a right instead of a left? Where did he turn wrong? And then if he goes back, which is called ruju, which is called tawbah, whenever we realize, and this is a great ni'mat of Allah, if a person realizes that I've done wrong and I'm in a wrong position now. Outwardly, if we are in a wrong position, then hopefully we understand that I did wrong. Like many a person who comes in some difficulty of this dunya, health problems, financial problems, fights and arguments in the house, etc., then hopefully he thinks that where I went wrong. But today even that a person doesn't think that he thinks others beat me down, and he thinks that this happened, that happened, or even with the virus now, that we think the virus got us, but there is something we did when we don't think that I did something wrong. Why did this happen to me? And then we have to make rujoo, tawbah, that is go back now, trace back, where did I go wrong? And many times it is small things that we think are small things, like for example disrespect of somebody, shunning somebody, belittling somebody, humiliating somebody, whether it's our worker and we are just paying him a meager wage and we look down that he's just a worker and we ill-treat him. This leads to something else, and that leads to something else again. Whether it is with the wife, we take her for granted and we speak anyhow to her. We accuse her sometimes of so many wrong things also. All this leads one thing to another, and then a person finds that I'm now sitting with a big problem and he can't come out of it. And the Quran is the Quran. No kitab in the world can be like the Quran. In the ayat in front now, in the next ruku, Allah explains that if no matter what problems you have landed yourself in, there is a way out for you. Just bring iman, turn to Allah, correct your iman, make your tawbah, and Allah's doors of mercy are wide open. No matter which ebb and which lowest position a person hits, but if he makes tawbah, returns to Allah, Allah will take him with open arms, so to say, and Allah will accept and welcome him also, even amongst the Jews. Jews, though they did this, but till today there are still so many Jews who accept Islam. When they make their Tawbah, they turn to Allah, Allah receives them and accepts them. So no matter what wrong we have done, make Tawbah, turn to Allah, and no, don't go further from Allah. When this test of Allah Ta'ala come, many of us are such that we leave the masjid and we think the masjid is the problem, whereas to come to the masjid is the solution. We think going away from deen is the solution. That is the problem. The solution is coming to deen, coming to Allah, coming to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. That will sort out our problems. So these are important, where it is a historical event. The Quran Sharif has mentioned, but history will never be beneficial if we only learn dates, places, and this happened and that happened. But the causes underlying, why did this nation become successful? Why did that nation be destroyed? The causes of it, if we understand and we bring them in our lives, that will be beneficial for us. So the Bani Israel, Allah has explained for us to take great lessons from here and correct our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq.